Hello and welcome to your advanced hypnosis session from hypnosisdownloads.com. You'll get the best results from your download by giving it your full attention. Please do not listen to it when you need to maintain concentration, such as when driving.
Hello, and welcome to Drift Off to Sleep from hypnosisdownloads.com. My name's Roger Elliott. I'm a director of Uncommon Knowledge. And to get the best from this session, please make sure you're lying down comfortably. Or if you're listening to this while traveling, you can be sitting in a position where you can most comfortably drift off to sleep. And whenever you're ready, you can just close your eyes, if you haven't already done so, and just begin to take a few slower, deeper breaths. With deep, full inhales and slow, smooth exhales. Like taking a sigh of deep comfort after a long day. And do that several times in a row, right now. That's good. And as you continue to breathe comfortably and slowly for a few more breaths and prepare to relax now, I'm just going to say a little about how this download is going to help you to sleep more deeply. You can use this recording regularly as a powerful tool to help your sleep be deeper and more restorative. And it will fade out at the end so that you can listen to it whenever it's time for you to drift off to sleep. And remember, even if there are times when you don't completely fall asleep as you listen to this download, the time you've spent deeply relaxing will restore your mind and body much more than tossing and turning or staying up watching TV. And even though this download uses advanced hypnotic techniques to make it much more likely that you'll sleep more deeply, there's no need for you to make any effort to sleep, other than creating good sleep habits like avoiding caffeine, bright lights, or too much stimulation at night, and preferably giving yourself a good long wind-down period away from any TV, computer, or bright flickering screen for some time before you go to bed. To sleep peacefully and restfully through the night is part of your biological inheritance. And this session will help you tap back into your innate ability to sleep easily and deeply, in a way that won't require any conscious effort at all. Just a willingness to be patient as you learn to respond more deeply to this download and allow it to happen. And the more regularly you listen to this download, the more you'll notice deeper and deeper levels of relaxation, as deeper and deeper sleep becomes a normal part of your life. And as you allow that body to rest still, comfortably, listening to these words, you can notice the position that body is resting in, the sensation of the support behind that head. And even with those eyes closed, you know the position of some of the objects around you. And I'd like you to take a moment to expand your awareness of the space around you, to get a sense of the temperature of the air against your face. And as it passes in and out of your nose or mouth, a little cooler on the inhale, warmer on the exhale, and even with those eyes closed, you know what it would be like to look at the space around you, not at any particular object, but at the space between the objects, the space around that body, the space within that body, the space within the mouth, the throat, the lungs. And when you magnify any piece of matter enough, when you get right down to the atomic level, you can see that more than 99.9% of every atom in the entire universe is simply open space. And there is space within and space without. And you can even listen, not to any particular sound, but to the space where there is no sound. The space between these words. How these words travel as vibrations through the air, but around and within those vibrations is space. And when you drift off to sleep, you simply shift your attention from these external stimuli, the electrical signals that those eyes send to that brain, and those ears, that skin, the taste and smell receptors, and you begin to tune out those signals and move into a space within where you can become very absorbed in your internal senses. And at first, these might be memories of the day that's passed, thoughts about the day to come, more everyday thinking. But then, as the brainwaves begin to slow down and shift into that dreamy, hypnagogic state where your thoughts become more daydream-like, where they stop making so much conscious sense and acquire a kind of hazy, dreamlike quality. Then you can really relax in the knowledge that it's okay for more conscious everyday thoughts to just blend with more dreamlike thoughts. So there's no need to consciously try or to try to stop yourself from trying, because you can just allow your instinctive sleep drive to begin to do its job in ways you don't need to understand or even notice. You can just let yourself begin to intersperse any conscious thoughts before you drift even deeper with more dreamlike experiences, like memories from a childhood storybook of some mythical creature, how it was drawn in particular colours, in a certain style, its eyes and ears, as if some hazy but also amazingly clear memory of that storybook image appears on that page right now. And then you could have another more everyday conscious thought, an echo of a conversation you had today. And then you can drift right into another dream-like experience of listening to the sound of some music from way back, something you really liked to listen to once, that you haven't listened to for quite some time. The rhythm of that music and the melody, how it begins, just floating back. That's it. And then a flicker of another everyday thought, like what you'll wear tomorrow, before you drift right into the feeling of taking a cool autumn walk through a forest, somewhere where the autumn air is chill and bright, feeling those arms swing at your side as you notice the crunch of leaves underfoot and the coolness of the air against that face. You might even put on some gloves to warm up those hands. Wrap a scarf around that neck and feel the comforting warmth against the chill around. Warm socks keeping those feet nice and comfortable. And you can just notice the reds and oranges and browns of those leaves, all the details of that forest, as you stroll along that path, dewdrops on the moss, the deep sense of being able to completely unwind and lose yourself in this place where you have all the time in the world to wander and explore. All the time in the world to notice things you perhaps haven't taken time to notice for quite a while. The sensation of tree bark through those gloves, as you press those fingers against a tree trunk, becoming aware of all the details of the bark, the ridges and the texture, perhaps taking off a glove for a few seconds to notice how cool and rough that bark feels on bare skin. That's it. And then you can put that glove back on and continue to stroll along that path, knowing that every step you take lets that body relax even more deeply as you let go inside and the shoulders release and the facial muscles soften. That's it. As you notice the sunlight filtering through the leaves, creating beautiful mottled patterns on the ground, ever shifting, glinting off the dew, sparkles of light here and there, aware of the animals in the wood, preparing to hibernate, getting ready to wind down and rest. That's it. Deep, deep relaxation. Flowing down those arms, into the hands, as you feel so wonderfully comfortable. That's it. And even as you walk along, you can drift in that mind into a space and a place of stories and dreams can take you deeper inside the depths of that forest of sleep and the rest of your mind and body. Can continue to slow down into sleep and dreams of the sleep to come in the story of the boy who once upon a time, such a long, long time ago, stood gazing out of the window across the valley where he lived, over the glistening stream that meandered past his house, across the fields in the woodland, and his eyes fell upon a house way up in the hill, on the opposite side of the valley, glowing with a golden light. The windows radiating a bright golden aura. The walls appearing to be made of solid gold. And the boy, surprised he had never seen this glorious house before, thought to himself, "How wonderful to own a house of gold. Surely a place fit for a king." And at once he decided to pack some supplies in his rucksack and set out to discover what grand person lived in the golden house. And the more the story unfolds, the deeper you can drift into your own dream of the story within you, like the very first dreams of the night, as all the tiny muscles of the body, the muscles in the fingertips, in the toes, in the jaw, in the scalp, the muscles around the eyes, all relax so deeply now. And the boy walked out through the fields, down and down, into the valley, brushing the heads of corn with his hands as he passed, feeling the warm sunlight on his face, enjoying the beauty of the day, white puffs of cloud above, flashes of colour of butterflies and flowers, stopping along the way to enjoy a drink and a bite to eat from his knapsack, sitting beneath the sky and really luxuriating in the experience. And soon, he was entering the woodland and approaching a little wooden bridge, which was to take him into new territory, over the stream gurgling below, and into a forest of adventure. And you know that feeling, where you start to feel a strong urge to sleep, when you can barely keep those eyes open, those eyelids feel so heavy, so that young lad continued his journey along the forest path, clambering over fallen branches, and began to head up the other side of the valley. And with each step, he began to feel heavier and sleepier and sleepier and heavier. And even though he could see the golden house up ahead of him, the long, long walk meant that even though he he was so very curious about the house just up there. He just had to sit down by a tree and rest his head against it and just enjoy the rest. And when you're deeply asleep and lost in a reverie, it's hard to know what's the dream and what's the rest of what's not the dream. And you could dream of sleeping against a tree, or of a butterfly landing on your knee, yet be unsure if this is the dream within that sleep. In the forest, or the dream of the reality in the forest. For as in any dream, time passes, and you can dream of houses of gold, and what it would mean to see the magic of what you have. Already glowing with the knowledge that the boy continued to dream or to walk in a daze up to the golden house and found to his surprise it was no longer glowing in a golden light. In fact, it looked just like his own house. And as he looked back across the valley, he saw the very same golden glow, bright and shining, now coming from his very own house over there. And what would it mean to a young boy to know his house was made of gold, or to know he was asleep in bed, dreaming of being asleep in a forest, his head resting on a tree, lost in a dream of standing by a golden house, no longer gold, and seeing the golden light falling on his very own house. And as he stood there, gazing at his dream home, the old woman who lived in the house just like his saw him standing there and came to greet him and admire his lovely golden house. And she pointed to the sun, traveling across the sky, illuminating different things at different times of the day, so that at this time of day it was his house that was all made of gold. And the boy, in his bright beautiful dream, thought to himself, "How wonderful! I live in a house fit for a king. and this thought accompanied him, filling him with real lightness of spirit as he started on his journey home, down and down into the valley, through the forest of dreams, to his golden, kingly home. That's it. And you can continue to take that walk into all the dreams to come. As you move even closer to sleep, so very deep, and rest.